Hi, this is Val Romani. I'm the CEO of Dumbala. We're an internet security company based in Atlanta, Georgia. And in this HelpNet Security podcast, I'm going to talk about the trends that we're hearing from our customers, from chief security officers and from CIOs, what really matters to them in the world of security. I'd like to start by saying there are really, I think, four topics that are of most concern to customers this year. And we're seeing it very different this year from the past. So this year we're seeing customers really understanding some of the threats they're facing in the security space, really believing and knowing that whereas in the past they truly thought they could keep on top of the threats, they could avoid becoming infected, now they are all recognizing that in fact they are getting infected. They talk to us about it being the same as bolting your door at night. When you leave your home or you go out, you bolt your door, and they still want to bolt their doors, but increasingly they're saying to us, even when we bolt our doors, we still need to set an alarm. And we need that equivalent of an alarm in the security space. So that's sort of the first thing they say. Then they say there are three things we need to worry about. The first is we're worried about the unknown threat. And I'll come back to each of these. So first is this unknown threat. The second is, whatever we do, we have to be able to do it in a way which is manageable. We are spending way too much time today manually poring through hundreds, sometimes thousands of lines of log data. And we just can't, that's not scalable. We can't afford to keep doing that. And then the third thing they're worried about, immensely worried about right now, is bring your own devices. So let me take each of those three in order. The first, the unknown threat. There is increasing recognition today that many of the threats that are hitting the major corporations, whether they're banks or their insurance companies or their, you know, higher education, doesn't make any difference what industry they're in, or their telcos. What's hitting them are these threats that they call zero day that are targeted at them, which doesn't necessarily mean that they are a target. It doesn't necessarily mean that that particular bank has been deliberately attacked, although in some cases, like Anonymous, sometimes they are. What they mean by these zero-day targeted threats, the unknown threats, is something where the threat that they are seeing has never been used somewhere before. It may not be that it's them as a company, it's more that that particular threat has never been seen before. So they are very concerned now that signature-based systems, blacklist systems, just can't help them with that. And what they're worried about is, how do I know what I don't know? Recently, I was lucky enough to sit in and listen to some panels from a number of chief security officers talking to each other. And we were lucky, as I say, to be invited to be in the audience. And one of them asked another, so how long does it typically take if you have a breach in your environment before you know you have a breach? And the really sad answers were, one of these people said, I actually heard about the last one when the FBI called me and told me that I had an infection on my system, and did I know that this machine was infected? Someone else, slightly jokingly, said, yep, I don't see it very early either. I think I'm worried that the next time I see a threat will be when it's on the front page of the newspaper. And they are truly concerned that these infections are sitting for a long time in their networks, very stealthily, steadily stealing data at a rate and pace which doesn't make it obvious, and those are the things they need to know about. They need to understand, how do I get at these threats I don't know? You know, Verizon did a report last year, and they've estimated that the average threat is on a system for 156 days before it's caught. It can do a lot of damage in an average of 156 days. And when we put that data in front of these chief security officers, they said, you know, we think some of ours have been there longer than that. We actually recently put out a report, but we've been doing some work looking at some things. Some of these domain generation algorithms, there's one called Bank Patch that's just being identified now. That's been evading security systems for more than 2 years. I mean, these are breaches that are sitting there being hidden. So, number one, customers are very concerned, companies are very concerned about, how do I find these unknown threats? What do I need to do to find those? The second thing I mentioned is they're very concerned about, even if I find them, even if I know I'm infected, how can I look at the volume of data that's coming through right now? So if you're a really large bank, chances are you have a lot of people doing incident response. And it's not easy, but at least you can throw a lot of people at it. If you're a smaller organization, or you're maybe not quite so security conscious, maybe you're a hotel chain or you're a retailer, you can't throw thousands of people at incident response. They are currently pouring through, some of them tell me hundreds or thousands of pages of logs. You just can't do this. So they're asking all of us in the industry to automate this stuff. Prioritize it, automate it, put it in some way that it actually makes sense to me. If a company has 200,000 assets, by an asset I mean, you know, anything from a PC to a Mac to a printer with an IP address or a tablet that's attached to their IP, 10% of those could be infected at any time. They can't look at 20,000 assets. They have to know, they have to be able to prioritize, you know, what's most important to me are those in my brokerage department or those on my executive team, or maybe in some organizations it's my sales team because they have customer data. They have to be helped in terms of being able to prioritize these things, and then once they've prioritized, dive as deep as they need to in order to tell what exactly happened and what do I need to do and how do I, A, clean it up, and B, do I need to change policy to stop it happening again? If every one of my salesmen suddenly got infected, did I suddenly give them access to something different that would lead me to want to change policy? So that's the second really big area. And then I said there were three. The third area is really this bring your own device. This is a subject, especially here at, you know, this big security show, RSA, lots of debate about this. If you are a huge bank, you might still be able to lock down your system. By lockdown, I mean you sit there and you tell your guys they cannot bring their own devices into the office. Again, when we sat with groups of chief security officers, most of them say, good luck. You know, if I'm a media company or I'm a retail company, if the average age of my people is 25 years old, I can't tell them they can't bring their own devices. And then some of them joke. There's a little joke around at the moment that says January 2011 was the really big time, because here were all these chief executives and chief financial officers who'd all received their shiny new iPad for Christmas. They bring them in on January the 4th, and they go to the security team and they, can you put this on the network for me? And the security guy looks at you and goes, it's a really brave chief security officer who tells his CEO that he can't put this on the network because it's not safe. So that was really a watershed, and this year was even worse as the new iPad comes out. Maybe a very few organizations will be able to stop people bringing their own devices in or be able to limit what they can do. Most of them can't do that. Most of them have got to welcome these devices. These devices are moving much more quickly than, you know, the staid old PCs or even Macs that we're all used to using. They have to welcome these devices. That's what's going to attract users. They have to make them safe. They have to be able to look at them. As the minute they hit the network, they have to be able to say, okay, I can see that infection. And it shouldn't matter whether that device is a smartphone or a tablet or an iPad. It's connecting to the internet. If you can look at it at a network level, you should be able to tell whether that's an infected device, just like you can with a PC or a Mac. And we have to get to that. And over time, of course, it has to be embedded devices. It has to be anything connected to the internet. We can't control what our users do. We have to be able to allow them the freedom to do their jobs and protect them. So those, I think, are the three really big areas that people are telling us. And then again, of course, you know, the last one, as always, is, oh, and by the way, you know, even today, people are spending on security, but budgets are always budgets, and we never want to spend more than we need to spend. So in an ideal world, we'd still like to be able to tie everything together, make it simple for us, make it easy for us, make security help the business, not get in the way of the business. So those are what I would say are the key trends that we're seeing right now in this industry.